Good evening, this is Vicky Martin of Blues Matters magazine. You're listening to Miles Davis playing the Thelonious Monk tune, Round Midnight. And coincidentally, we're at Round Midnight in Islington tonight, where they're celebrating their first year anniversary with the Martin Harley Band, the band that played there on the first night ever 1 year ago. We're going to be talking to the proprietor, Michael Burke, and to the Martin Harley Band. So let's go over and have a word with Michael Burke. We're at Round Midnight in Islington, and they're celebrating their first anniversary tonight with the Martin Harley Band. And we've got the proprietor of the venue, Mr. Michael Burke. Good evening, Michael.
Hello.
So what are your thoughts on tonight?
It's turning into a big success, actually. We're sold out. I can't ask for much more than that. The band are great. Audience are loving it.
Yeah, the band is superb.
They're brilliant.
It?
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. So, yeah, good night all round, I think.
And what are your reflections on the first year?
I'm not going to open a second venue in a hurry, I think. It was a nightmare. The first 6 months were unbearable.
Yeah.
Now we're in our stride, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
It runs itself, this place, now, for the most part. So we're happy. I'm still enjoying it. So
that's an important thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sick of blues yet, so that's a good thing.
Well, you've got a lot of variety with this band.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes a long way beyond blues.
Well, that's it. We don't have straight, specific styles of blues. We don't have just Chicago blues, just Texas, just country. We have as much of a mixture as we can compared to other venues.
Yeah.
I think that's why people like coming here, actually. You never know what you're going to get. You always know it's going to be of a very high standard.
It's got a really great vibe when it's full, hasn't it?
It
looks like a classic.
It's brilliant.
Small music venue, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we have 100 people in there tonight, but really, the great thing about this venue is you only need 30 people to get a buzz happening,
because
it's really that small. But when you do cram in a lot of people, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's not too cramped. It's not uncomfortable. You can move around.
Well, we'd like to make a bit of space. We could fit in another 20 people, but it'd be harder for people to get to the bar, I think.
How does this compare to the opening night?
I'd say we were about as busy. We did a lot more, we had to do a lot more promotion for that night to get full. And tonight we were able to charge a bit more on the door, which is a good thing.
So you're covering your costs?
We're covering our costs. The band aren't cheap. They're worth it, but they're not cheap. It's just as exciting, actually, in a way. I'm still terrified when I go up on stage and introduce bands. That hasn't changed. All the investors are in here, they're happy.
You find that nerve-wracking, do you?
Terrifying.
But you're used to play, you're used to live performance, aren't
I know,
you?
But I was never good with that guitar in my hand. So I have to fight every natural instinct and not shy away and not mumble.
Just remind us for a moment who it was you played with.
I played as a solo act predominantly.
Yeah.
I did a lot of session work for the National Theatre, for the Theatre Royal, the Stratford Theatre. I did a fair bit of TV, some ITV documentaries, session player and composer. Never really played with anybody of note live. I supported a few interesting characters like Marillion and Tommy Emmanuel.
He's an amazing player, isn't he?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Scary.
I mean, he makes your fingers feel like lead, doesn't he, when
he's,
you do
he's
got three hands.
He's fantastic. I mean, what can I say? Yeah, not bad.
What have you got to look forward to in the next few weeks?
So maybe one sec. Next few weeks, we've got, I'm trying to think. Well, we've got every Friday, Saturday night, we have the cream of the crop blues bands. In the coming weeks, we've got King David's Trio Royale doing a bit of surf blues. That's always fantastic. We've got Gentleman Tim back, who's the greatest Chicago blues player in England, I think. Got a few interesting acoustic gigs with Thomas Lieb and John Gom, who are acoustic guitar virtuosos. The Spanner Jazz Punks are playing next month. They're the best jazz band in the country, bar none, I think.
So pretty eclectic mix one way and the other.
Yeah, I think so. As long as it's accessible to people.
Yeah.
And people get it.
Okay, well, on behalf of Blues Matters, congratulations
thank
on
you
reaching
very much.
Your first anniversary, and we wish you a successful second year.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Cheers.
See
nice
you later.
Bye.
Well, this is Vicky Martin of Blues Matters, and we're at Round Midnight. They're celebrating their first year anniversary, and we've got a marvellous musician and singer, Mr. Martin Harley of the Martin Harley Band. Hello, Martin.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah, I'm really enjoying the music,
as is
the capacity crowd.
Well, it sounds good. It's nice to sell out a little gig in Islington and, be here drinking a few beers on a summer evening, watching the world go by.
Yeah, you did the first night here, didn't you, a year ago?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, a year ago, it was... first night that our new bass player played with us, and the opening night of this fine venue around midnight. So it's a double birthday.
Yeah, what do you think of how it's developed in that year?
They put air conditioning in, which is pretty good. I think I nearly died a heat stroke last time I was here. Yeah. Other than that, it just seems like it's on the up. The clientele seem to be very focused on the music, and there seem to be some great bands rolling through. So, you know, it's hopefully onwards and upwards for them.
Yeah. Tell us about the Martin Harley band. How long has it been together?
Well, I've been playing with the drummer Pete for about 8 years. The current bass player, as we said, has been with me for a year.
And what's his name?
His name's Jay Carter.
Right.
I mean, what's to say? It's sort of a mixture of underground, Turkish, hip-hop, klezmer, funk, jazz. No, I'm joking. if you ask anyone what that sounds like, they'll give you a whole bunch of stuff.
I would have said it's blues and roots, actually.
See, as much as I love blues, and I'm a die-hard fan of the early Alan Lomax recordings, and, you know, a lot of my, my record collection is very blues-focused. I think we're, fairly left to centre for that. I mean, I really love singer-songwriter stuff, really. JJ Cale, Nina Simone, to Cheering Breaks, to Queens of the Stone Age, to Kayak, to Fu Manchu. Don't think I've ever really set out to be sort of in a blues band. So I think, sometimes that's refreshing for a blues audience. Maybe sometimes that's a matter of annoyance. And
it sounds like blues is just at the root of most things, and you vary a long way, which
is... Well, blues really is at the root of modern music, full stop, anyway, yeah. Isn't it? So I suppose we're just...
I like that. Is it Honeybee, that song you sang?
Honeybee, yeah, a little love song, little 2.5 minute love song. Yeah, all the songs in the first set were mine, apart from Can't Be Satisfied.
Which would be nice if that was yours, wouldn't it?
Yeah, McKinley Moore
worth it,
yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah,
excellent. Have you got any other gigs lined up in the London area over the next few weeks?
Not over the next few weeks, but I'm doing a bicycle tour, which is 27 gigs over 1,200 miles over 31 days, and that starts in Newcastle,
yeah.
And finishes at the Eden Project in Cornwall. In the middle of that, there's a gig at the Green Note in Camden on Thursday the 2nd of September,
right.
If I'm not mistaken. So that's the next time I'm in London.
And where are you playing tomorrow night?
Where are we playing tomorrow night? I have no idea. Absolutely none.
That's You'll it. Know when you get there, though.
I'll know when I get there.
Okay. Have you got a current album out, a new album or anything?
Yeah, we got a new album that came out this year, went to number one in the iTunes Blues charts. It's called Drum Rolls for Somersault. And it's been very well received so far. It's been really good fun. And off the back of that, we're wrapping up the tour in this country, and we're going to Albania, of all places, followed by Switzerland, Germany, Italy, France, and Barbados.
Yeah.
And so we're not back in the country till December after the bike tour.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for your time. I'm going to let you back now. We're looking forward to the second set.
No worries.
Every success for the future. And I'm sure you'll join me in wishing around midnight well for the future as well.
We need some good venues to support, decent live music, man. The more the better.
Okay. Nice to meet you anyway.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, lovely.
So there you are then. We've been talking to Michael Burke, the proprietor of Round Midnight in Islington, and we've been talking to Martin Harley of the Martin Harley Band. This has been Vicky Martin of Blues Matters magazine, the best magazine in Britain that tells you all about what's going on in the blues and roots scene today. And if you're interested in knowing more, go to www.bluesmatters.com and you'll find out a lot more.